G'day, and you're listening to the Fully Cultured Podcast. I'm your host, A-Sun, and I'm with my co-host,
Bass. How's it going, everyone? We're back with another podcast for you guys. And speaking of back, we just got back from HoshiCon. What an amazing weekend we had.
Yeah, it was a good time because, you know, it's COVID times make it difficult for us weebs and otakus and all that stuff. We don't get enough sunlight, so we finally left our shelter and got to explore the real world again.
That's right, that's right. And what an amazing just introduction convention that we had, eh? HoshiCon was pretty good.
Yeah, it was real nice. It was pretty small compared to other events.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't as big as everything else, but that's understandable. You know, we're just slowly getting back into the swing of things. So it was nice to have that just a little bit of like taste of convention, you know?
Yeah.
So it was good. It was great.
Yeah, it's good to, you know, get back into the anime convention kind of stuff. It's like the first of the year, you know? And yeah, where do you want to go with this? Do you want to go straight into the HoshiCon adventures?
Straight into the HoshiCon adventures. Let's go.
Yeah, so like last podcast we did discuss about doing this, what's it called, weeb challenge kind of thing, where we set ourselves a budget of $100 and we get set these challenges to go around HoshiCon and buying all these things. And at the end, whoever can stay in budget or hits the $100 budget and gets most of the things that they in the challenge, like gets something, yeah?
Yep, that's right.
And yeah, so let's start it off. So the first thing that we'll go with is Bass's first challenge. Bass, you want to go with this?
Yeah, all right, I'll tell you. My first challenge was to buy a figure with small boobs. So the person that wrote this was A-Sun's Eri-chan. So, and then we talked to her after coming back. She was like, you could have just bought like a male figure. And the whole time I was struggling to find a female figure with small boobs. I was like, shit, there's like one or two, but like, oh, I have to spend like that little bit extra to get them sort of thing.
Yeah.
It took me forever to like make up my mind and to find something because it had to be a figure with small boobs. And I was thinking, all right, which chick is like, you know, flat or whatever. But yeah, I ended up buying Hatsune Miku like figure. It was like a winter's outfit figure. We'll have like a post on our Instagram, and we've also have like a we're gonna open up a YouTube account, and we'll, you know, post our adventures there. So look forward to that. But yeah, so that was my challenge that I did, find a figure with small boobs, and I ended up getting Hatsune Miku winter edition. And what was your first challenge, A-Sun?
My first challenge is to find a hero with a cape. And yeah, that was a struggle because, what's it called? I didn't want to go over budget and I wasn't sure which character was wearing a cape or what wasn't a cape and stuff. So yeah, I eventually found someone that I think has a cape. And yeah, I found a poster of Saber from Fate. And yeah, she's wearing a cape. And yeah, that's it. I got her. Like, yeah, she's a nice, you know, what's it called, character. She's the blonde Saber and what's it called? Yeah, she's all like wearing the, what you call it? It's like,
like the knightly outfit.
Yeah, knightly outfit, and yeah, she has a blue cape on.
Yeah, so, all right. And another thing, at HoshiCon, they only had Shumi and one other shop selling figures. So it was, as we said earlier, it was pretty small.
Yeah, we're restricted very hard to like find these objects that we're challenged to find.
Yeah, just to find any decent
another thing. Wrench in the works kind of thing.
Yeah, but it just made that challenge a bit more, you know, spicy.
If you want to say it that way.
Yeah.
So your next challenge.
My next challenge was to find.
Wait, no. You got a dud.
Oh, that's right. A dud. What was the dud?
Yeah, it was like the dud was to get a DVD, but you couldn't. Like, there was no DVDs there because
Yeah, no DVDs or manga, so I couldn't do that. So then
you had to do what's you call it?
Get another challenge.
No, that's not it. You had to do a Kamehameha.
Oh, that's right. And I picked up another dud, and it was to do the Kamehameha, and so that was just me like, oh shit, like so many people around. Oh, gotta do it. So you'll see my the video of me doing that when, you know, when we put it up there. So that's a bit funny and cringe at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see how we can get that to work, because
yeah.
I might have got a bit of Bass's face in there, but I'll cut it out.
Yeah.
All right.
And my actual challenge was to find some...
Yeah, you'd have to spin three times and then...
No, you skipped one.
Wait, what?
It was to find an idol.
What?
It was just to find like something that has an idol on it, so like a figure or just anything.
Oh, okay. That's.
And I ended up getting, cheaping out on this one, and getting a Hatsune Miku sticker. And I was like, this one would have been good if I got it first, because then like that would have knocked out like get an idol. Whereas with the small boobs one, I might have had enough time to think maybe I could get a guy and get like away with this and get something a bit more, a bit different. But yeah, so because I already spent like a decent sum of my budget on a figure already, first one in, I just kind of cheaped out with that one and went for like a small Hatsune Miku sticker.
Yeah.
So what was your second challenge, Jason?
Oh, I was so lucky, man. I like freaking, I grab it and then I open it and I see the waifu and then buy your waifu. I'm like, oh shit!
How lucky!
I jumped up. I was like, "This is so easy." Cause like, yeah, before we started doing the challenges, we had a quick look around, and I saw this plushie, and it was Rin Tosaka. I like, I gotta have her, and this just like, you know, made it more easier for me.
So good, so lucky. That's such a good one as well.
Yeah.
Far out.
Okay, so I bought her, and I was just happy about that. She's like, it's basically your pillow.
It's a pillow. It's a waifu. It's a pillow waifu.
It's a waifu pet. Okay.
And so then I got my next one, which was spin around three times and with your eyes closed, and then whatever you see first, you buy.
Yep.
And ended up, I just placed myself where all the art section was, and spun around three times, and I just had my hand in front of me. So whichever like item it pointed at, that's what I got. And I got a Persona 5 mask key ring, sorry.
Yep.
And it was of Joker's mask, so that was pretty cool. I like that one a lot. And yeah, what was your next challenge, Jason?
Okay, my own one was to find a character with glasses. And this was difficult because I didn't see any like eaters or anything, so like as figures and all that stuff. I wanted to find a figure, but I couldn't find a figure, which was in my price range that I didn't want to go over budget. So I found a poster from My Hero. I found Present Mike on a poster, and he has sunglasses on. So yeah, I got him, and yeah, that was my one.
Nice, that's a decent one. And then we have my one, which was find a figure as big as your hand. And so with this one, there was plenty of figures, but like they were all a bit much. And then if like I bought those figures, I would have only had like $10 left, which wouldn't have been enough to like keep going and compete with A-Sun. So like I opted for going for like a slightly cheaper option, but like still get something that I'd like. So what I ended up getting was like a Figart,
A Rayquaza.
So like it's one of those ones where you like build them, kind of like those Gundam models, but it was like a Pokemon Rayquaza one. So I was like, the box is bigger than my hand, but I reckon once I build it, it'll be just as big as my hand maybe. And I built it last night, and it was bigger than my hand. Like if you stretch it, like if you go from like head to toe, it's bigger than my hand, but if you like twirl it around, it's about the size of my hand. So I was like,
it's a 50-50.
So yeah, but yeah, so that one was mine. And what was yours, A-Sun?
Okay, my next challenge was buy a female character with a blue dress. And this is retarded because what's it called? There was a Rem before had a blue dress, but when we got this challenge, like that was gone, and I was like going around looking for something. And luckily I did a Ichiban Kuji sort out online, and I got a Sinon, and it wasn't any normal Sinon. It was a Sinon wearing a blue dress. What are the chances?
How lucky, man. You got so lucky with that one. It frustrates me a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, good on you.
Yeah, luck was on my side today.
Yeah. And then we had my next one, which was another dud, and it was get someone to say, is that a JoJo reference?
Oh, yes. And then you just went up to Armored
to our good mate Ahmed Hassan X. He does a lot of commission work. So if you have any like commissions or anything you want him to do, or even just some of like his characters that he's got on his Instagram, it should be under Ahmed Hassan X. So look him up, have a look at all of his stuff, and if you, you know, if you like his art style, ask for a commission. He'll do it for you and for a reasonable price. That's our good mate there. So I went up to him because he loves JoJo, and I was like, "Hey, can you read this out for me?" And he's like, "Is that a JoJo reference?" So that one was really funny.
But he looked so disappointed on us when he said it. He just like shook his head like a disappointed dad. Okay.
Funny. And then so then I got my next one out because that one was a dud sort of one. And it was ask someone what their favorite favorite anime character is and then buy something of that. And so I just opted to ask the person that was working next to our good friend. And her favorite anime character ish was one of the Vocaloid characters. I can't remember what they're called, but she was also selling their artwork and stuff, so I was like, all right, that's easy. So I'll just grab one of her artworks for it, and wham bam, that was my challenge done. So what did you end up doing for your fifth, sixth challenge then?
Oh, this is my I think this is our final challenge because we're up to six. So yeah, so my final challenge was buy something from My Hero, but not the main cast. So yeah, that would have been easy. I would have, if I had the money, I would have bought Mineta figure, but I only had $9 in budget left. So this was a struggle, but I saw some pins that I could easily rationate to like get $9 out of it. So I bought, I don't know, I think it was like 5 pins. I bought Hawks as a pin, Kimmy as a pin, and Endeavor, Kirishima, and Mirio.
Nice.
And they're all just perfect. Perfect price and everything.
Yeah, you hit the budget right on the dot.
Yep.
Yeah, and you also had get a Sword Art Online poster or pin.
Oh, that's the other challenge. Yeah, so the other challenge is like find something of Sword Art Online, like a pin or a poster. And then I opted to get Asuna, which freaking she kind of looks weird, but you know, it was part of the challenge. That was the only thing I could find, which was in budget.
Yep. And my next one was read this out loud and whatever the first song that pops into your head, sing it and then buy something of it. So I sung the Pokemon theme song, so I had to go and buy something of Pokemon. And because that one was also my last challenge, I just ended up getting a Pikachu sticker that was almost on budget. I was like a dollar off because I couldn't find anything that was
$5.
$5, yeah.
Yeah, so you spent $99, yeah. And I spent $100, which is
exactly
crazy.
On the mark.
We were really close on our budgets and all that stuff.
Yeah, and we got like a lot of decent stuff as well.
Yeah, it was
like I was happy with a lot of this, like some of the stuff that I got. But yeah, so Aesan, we also said whoever hits the budget right on the dot will get an extra point. And yeah, Aesan, do you want to announce who the winner was, or would you like me to do the honors?
You want to do the drum roll?
All right. The winner of the Weeb Challenge at HoshiCon 2021 is Aesan with an overwhelming score of 6-5. Good job, Aesan.
Who saw that one coming?
Whoa, not me.
Yeah.
But yeah, congrats, man.
It was a real nice challenge to do, and yeah, I fought out of the box, and you know, somehow I won that.
Secured the win.
Yeah, secured the Dubski. The number one battle royale.
Yeah. Now let's mention what we ended up deciding to get
that
you.
Was on the day that was on day two. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was on day one when we did all our challenges, and we were like, all right, later tonight we'll look through and see who actually won, and you know, went through all the criteria and stuff. And yeah, Aesan ended up winning. So then day two came around. We tried looking around HoshiCon to try to find something that, you know, Aesan, you know, tickled Aesan's fancy. But we couldn't really find anything. Like day two,
it was really difficult to find, like, you know, something.
There was a bigger
worthy
crowd day two, and also like a lot of things were selling out real quick, and you know, we just couldn't find anything that, you know, The Ace Onward.
At Hoshikon. So.
Yeah. So what we ended up doing was...
We drove... Like, so we left Hoshikon, and then we drove to Shimi, the store. It was only like a 10-minute drive. And then, yeah, we had a good look around in Shimi, and then we found freaking something nice.
Yeah, we found your waifu.
Again. It's like she knows that I'm looking for her. And yeah, we got...
She's calling out to you.
Yeah, she's calling out for me. She's like, hey, son, over here. And then I was looking, and I was like, who called my name? And then I see her on the shelf, and she's there.
Yeah. Would you like to explain what the figure was, or you just want to leave it at that?
I don't know. Should we leave it in suspense?
Ooh. Yeah, I guess we could just post the photo of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we'll just say, you have to watch the video to find out what A-san got. Could have been something...
Crazy.
I know. I was going to say something like, it could have been something un-PG. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we got that. We'll go back to day one because we didn't talk about what we got in day one, like after the challenges.
Yeah, so
we did get like several objects and
like,
stuff.
Yeah, we bought several things here and there. All right. I'll go first. I bought this really nice like woolen Pokeball. It was like sewed together and there was like stuffing in it and it was really nice. It was really nice and soft. It was kind of like a stress ball but with wool and it looked really nice. And it was like a really decent price, so I bought it, and it was really, like, it was probably one of my favorite things that I got that day. And what else did I get? I got some... You got
the waifu, laifu tags.
Oh, that's right. I got tags for, like, bags and stuff. So one of them reads on one side waifu, on the other side it reads laifu, then it's pink. And I got a second one, which was... with the power of God and anime, and then on the other side it says on your side, so that one was pretty cool. And yeah, those are just a couple things that I got. And Ason, what did you end up getting?
I got the same thing. I got the waifu laifu tag, and then I did another Ichiban Kyuji, and I got the, I don't even know who that chick is. It's the, from Sword Art Online, there's this chick with the twin tails kind of thing. I don't know what, she looks like a lolly to me. I think no one likes her. But yeah, I got a keychain of her.
Nice. Oh, that's right. We also tried our luck at a couple Ichibans on that day. I tried a couple. There was a Digimon one, what was it? Sword Art Online, and there was
Digimon
Sword Art, and there was one more.
There wasn't a Re:Zero one.
No. Oh, yeah, there was. It was the Re:Zero one.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And, mostly I just focused my mind on, like, the Sword Art Online one, because there was, like, this really nice Shinon figure that I wanted, but unfortunately I didn't get it. But I did get, like, a couple keychains, and, and it was, like, a folder for, like, a sleeve to put your, like, folders and stuff in, so that one was, like, Asuna on one side and Shinon on the other, which was really cute.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you got the best of both worlds, both worlds.
Yeah, and it was also, like, pricey... I think it was pricey, where it was just like a big poster of Leafa and Asuna, and yeah, they were in like these nice pink gowns or whatever, so that was cool. And
we also did this other thing. I Base had this cool suggestion that to make some business cards, and then you know when Hoshikon cons, what's the English for that?
Hoshikon.
When Hoshikon comes, I reckon we can just like go around just throwing them everywhere.
Yeah, so that was
another
fun thing we did. We did last minute business cards and we went around.
We settled business. Yeah.
Yeah, so we gave them out to a bunch of people, and you know, we left some on like a table.
What's cool about it is like we just like basically like talk to people and just like ask them about anime and stuff. We're like, oh yeah, we talk about anime. You know, maybe you should listen to this.
Networking.
We're literally negotiators, man.
Yeah, it was nice. It was fun. It was good getting to talk about things like, you know, anime and culture with cultured people. So yeah, that was great.
What else? I think that's it for day one, or unless you want to talk about when we went to Shimi after Hoshikon, and then we saw your best friend Ben.
Oh yeah, we had a good chat with Ben.
We had a good chat with Ben. You know,
that was like the last 10-15 minutes before they closed.
They were about to close, and we just arrived 10 minutes just on the clock. And then when we were having a look there, we were just talking to Ben, and then with Helio, you're talking about Hoshiko and all that stuff. Then yeah, we're just asking you, like, maybe you should like be in our podcast with us, if you could star in our podcast in a later episode and stuff. And then he's like, yeah, sure thing. And yeah, it was real nice to like talk to him about this stuff. And yeah, there's like a lot of positives that I can see with this. And Face, you want to make any input with this?
Yeah, just it was, you know, nice actually talking to like a store like owner of you know, anime and stuff. Like, it's like the first time I've actually gone out of my way to like talk, you know, about stuff like this with them. Usually I just go in, buy my things, walk out. But now it's nice to like actually, you know, talk to people, connect, and, you know, talk about what we want to talk about, and, you know, what influences us and what, you know, what we love to talk about and love to see, and kind of like influences us on a daily. So it was good to have that chat with him, and it'll be exciting to have him on the show one day.
Yeah.
So
I reckon he has like so many like crazy animes that we haven't even heard about and all that stuff, and then you'll just talk about it, and we'll be like, "What? I haven't heard of this anime. I'm like, why haven't I watched this?" Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, he has like some cool insights and all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so
moving on from
day one to day two, we arrive at Oh yeah, we didn't even freaking. What else happened in day one is we entered the raffle.
Oh yeah,
and you know what's crazy? Like I entered the raffle, and then when we were recording the videos, like I actually lost my raffle ticket.
Yeah.
And then Base caught it on camera. Of me dropping my ticket on the floor.
By some miracle, I got
yeah, I'm
camera.
Like, what are the chances? It was so funny because like I'm grabbing my wallet out of my pocket, and then you just see it in frame, just slowly falling onto the ground. I had a freak out, like trying to find it. I was like, hopefully they don't call out my name because I can't prove that it's my ticket. Yeah, so that was day one. What a depressing day one because we didn't win that. Good raffle. Day two, how do you want to explain this, Base?
Day two was just a bit more relaxed and chilled, I reckon. We went in there just, you know, we did everything that we wanted to do yesterday, so today was just mostly, you know,
yeah, it's like a freebie.
Yeah, kind of like go and spend money, have fun, chat with people, and yeah, that's pretty much what we ended up doing. And also what was really cool about day two, they had a new Ichiban that they released, which was How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I really love that anime. I've seen it, so I'll probably talk about it in a later podcast because it's one of my favorites. And yeah, so they had like cardboard cutouts for their prize B.
That's what I was. Yeah.
For their prize B, C, and D, and prize A, they had like three of the main chick figures of her, and then the rest of the prizes were like keychains and art cards and all that sort of stuff.
I'm pretty sure the final prize, yeah, the cardboard cutout was signed as well.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
The final prize, if you know, buy out the whole thing, was a signed cardboard cutout of the main chick. So
yeah,
that was cool. I think it was the voice actress or something.
Yeah, what was crazy about it is like we're talking to Aaron, the guy that's working at the stall, and asking him, man, what would you do if you won one of those cardboard cutouts? Where would you put it? How would you get this to work? And then Aaron's like telling me that if you win this, literally you could just put it in front of your podcast set, and then like, you know, when you're doing your podcast, like, yeah, when we're doing YouTube podcast, you could literally see this giant freaking waifu in the background. Just what we wanted.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to give that one a couple more tries, eh?
We got a winner. Just for the freaking podcast.
Yep.
But
it's
I
a good investment.
It's a good investment. There's no room in my room right now for anything. There's not even room for more figures. Like we could fit a
we're still squeezing
life-sized freaking waifu in here. Okay, so we had a go at the Ichiban Kuji again. So where would you want to start with this? What did you do first? You did the Digimon or?
Oh yeah, I did I did two Digimons, and I did two or three Sword Arts, and then I did two How to Raise a Boring Girlfriends, and I got a keychain and an art card. And the keychain I lucked out and got the main chick, so that was cool. And then the art card I got the short haired blonde chick.
Yeah, the blonde chick with the twin tails that's a Cinderace that no one like. Sorry to anyone that likes this one, Cinderace chick, but it's not the character for us.
Sword Art was the one that I lucked out and got the pricey, which was that big poster, and I got a keychain, which was Yui, I think her name is, the purple haired chick. And yeah, and then the Digimon one was the I got a keychain and an art card, so that was nice. And yeah, did you get any Ichibans today?
I did. Let's see. We got two Ichiban Kujis. We got both of the How to Raise Your Boring Girlfriend, and I got like one of those open up art kind of card things.
Art books, yeah.
Art book things. And yeah, what's this girl's name? I've watched anime, I don't know their names.
Yeah, that's the main chick with like the red blouse, like the red cardigan and the white hat.
Yep, and she loses her hat, and then the guy has a dream about her or something like that. Yeah. Is that how it goes?
No, the wind blows and like the hat flies away, and then he picks it up and gives it back to her. And that's kind of how he like starts his infatuation with her.
Yep. And yeah, I got that, and then I got another, the same thing, but as like an
art board card.
Yeah, art board kind of card thing. Which these prizes are decent because I like the art, and it's like
it's really like, nice and really detailed.
It's on a nice kind of,
and like the colors are nice and vibrant, and they just pop.
Yeah, it's everything about it is real nice and clean, and yeah, that's really nice. And where else do you want to go with this?
And then after that, we had like a quick lunch break, and we also went to just like the local shop that wasn't too far away. It was like a 5-minute drive. And went to one of the video stores, and I got the full... They were having a 30% off on all Blu-rays and DVDs and...
Oh, yeah, we went to JB Hi-Fi.
Yeah, we went to JB Hi-Fi, and I got...
They're having a sale.
Yeah, and I got... Death Note, the complete series.
Yep.
And I got Charlotte, the first 12 episodes. Part one, because I had part two already. Because when I was buying part two, they didn't have part one. I was so frustrated. Yeah. And
frustrating.
And I got and I got Clannad, the complete series. So okay. That was great.
That's a depressing anime. We don't want to get into that.
Maybe not.
Yeah, no.
Maybe a little later. But yeah, so that was fun, and I'm looking forward to like rewatching some of those. And yeah,
after that,
you know, we grabbed the bite and we went back to
We went from Carousel, and then we went to Shumi to visit.
Yeah, we went to get your
We got my
prize,
my special prize, and what else did we get? That's it.
Yeah.
I thought we got something else. Like, no. Not really. Okay. So we returned to Hoshikon.
And then for the second day raffle, hopefully we'd win.
Hopefully we'd win.
But unfortunately,
that happens. We lost.
Yeah, so it was good. We had like one free entry for all the raffles. So we, entered on that. Unfortunately, we didn't get anything. They had like vouchers and cash money prizes or whatever. And they had some figures and other stuff in there. It was really cool. It would have been nice to win one of those. And I was saying to A-san, if I win one of those and I get one of the like vouchers or money prizes, I'm just going to dump it all on the Ichiban Kujis.
Just buy out the whole thing again.
Yeah. That would have been fun. But yeah.
That's the way to go with it.
And I think that just about sums up our experience at Hoshikon this year.
I also went and bought a Demon Slayer poster from one of the art creators at the Hoshikon. Yeah, it was a nice of what's his name, Tanjiro, and he's doing the the dragon thing.
with
his sword. Yeah,
such a nice poster.
Yeah. And yeah, that's basically sums up our Hoshikon adventure. Well, we did go around again with the business cards and then talking to some other random people. And yeah, it was a good experience talking to them, asking them about freaking animes. And then we asked this girl about what her favorite anime is. And then she said something about like a romance anime. And then she started to suggest us to watch this horror anime.
Yeah, it was.
And then I was like, it's not as dark as Attack on Titan. And then she's like, nah, it's not as dark. And then I asked her if it's like Goblin Slayer. And then she's like, no one knew as freaking dark as Goblin Slayer. She's like saying, I watched the first episode, and she's, yeah. Freaking, yeah, Goblin Slayer should not touch that. That's like a retarded anime. It's freaking dark, and it's not PG.
Yeah, I haven't even checked it out, because like A-san watched the first episode, and he was like, base, don't watch it. I was like, yeah,
don't watch it.
I ain't touching
it. Fucked.
And then I heard, like, when it first came out and everyone on Twitter was making a big fuss about it, I was like, yeah, nah, I'm staying away from it.
Yep.
Also, speaking of Twitter, I made a Twitter at Fully Base, so follow me there.
That's a good name. Yeah. Fully Base, man.
Yep. It's fully me.
That's you.
That's me.
Yeah, that's Base. And what else?
Anything else you have to say for this podcast, A-san?
We're currently at 30 minutes, so if we want to talk about something else,
we could
talk about Attack on Titan if you wanted to.
I think we'll save that for the next one, but I'll quickly do my review on Aegir. I finished Aegir before the New Year's, so yeah, just haven't had a chance to talk about it, so I guess it's a good time. But yeah, I actually read through from beginning to end Aegir, and it was like 300 chapters, I think it said, or was it 200 and something? Anyway. Yep. But yeah, oh, it was so good. Like, so I'm going to get into a bit of spoiler territory. So if you haven't read it or seen it, go ahead.
And turn away.
Or just turn away, yeah. So pretty much Aegir is about, it kind of starts off with this main protagonist where he's like, he's into like gangs and getting into fights and this, that, and the other. And he's like really popular and everyone knows him. And he kind of like saves his classmates from like, you know, bullies and other gangs around the area. And eventually he becomes like well known and he's the strongest or whatever. But then he finds out about this kind of like world, like kind of like society that like is like obsessed about air tracks or air gear. Air tracks. So they're kind of like roller skates and, you know, people will just like race each other or have fights with them or this, that, and the other. And there's like different sort of like fights that you could have with them. One is just like a straight dash. One is like a frisbee sort of like kind of like NFL sort of. It's, you know, you have to get the frisbee from one side to the opponent's side and you can like touch down to get it like a point. And, you know, there are just like other ones where it's like you have to make it from one side of the area to the other, and the other, it's like there're like obstacles or buildings that you have to whiz through and stuff, and whichever team gets their first win sort of thing. And yeah, it's just like really interesting because he's adopted into this family, and that family is actually experienced air tracks team that they kind of went into like retirement a while ago. And so like they're always like trying to keep him away from it because it was dangerous to stand the other, but he, you know, after getting exposed to it, he kind of really wants to get into it. So one of the chicks that he lives with, she kind of has a crush on him. Her name is Ringo. She's probably my favorite chick in the whole thing. She's like my waifu in it, so there we go. And yeah, so she kind of like introduces him to her because, like, you know, she can't help it. She likes him that much. And yeah, so it's just like his story about him getting introduced into that world and building up his own team and, you know, them slowly getting better, more experience, and, you know, fighting all these other like teams and trying to get better and become the best. And it's all, what I really like about it, it's very philosophical. It's all about like being free and like having your own decisions that you make in life and not being restricted and caged up by society or by the people around you or by rules or this, that, and the other. It's all about like, you know, freedom sort of thing. So it tackles a lot of those aspects about life and, you know, has those philosophical discussions. Oh, you can't keep doing things one way because that's how like society deems this to be correct, whereas if you just, you know, spread your wings and you go your own path sort of thing, you can, you know, the possibilities are endless. That sort of, it has that sort of like vibe and message that it wants to give to everyone, whereas it also is an action like manga, so like it has plenty of actions and really good scenes. And I really like the part when a lot of the parts where they're training to be better, and then there's like they train to like perfect this one move, and then like when they get into their next fight, there's like this really cool illustration of them pulling off what they practice, but like it comes out like that like 2-3 times better. And like, you know, sometimes they'll be like training in secret, so you don't really get to see that, but then when, you know, they have their next team battle or whatever, they have developed this new skill or trick, and it's just amazing. And what was one of the things that like was super funny about it, A-Sun, is the previous president, like 2 presidents ago, Obama was in it.
What?
They had like a parody thing of Barack Obama, but they called him John Ohama.
What?
But like, you know, they actually illustrated Barack Obama, so that was like hilarious. And he joins the team for like a little bit, and that was just funny. Like, I found it like hilarious because they had 7-Eleven as well, but they called it 8-12. And so it was just funny having those, like, you know, like whack Donalds in, like, you know, some of the other animes where they like change them up a bit,
yeah, so just reverse, like, the copyrighted role kind of thing.
So it was funny to have him there. So like, and he dabbled a bit into the like air tracks world when he was a bit younger, so he shows them a bit of tricks here and there, and kind of like,
wait, so Obama the president
is
actually in the manga,
yeah, but so, like a knockoff,
yeah he's a knockoff
name sort of thing. So that was really funny, like, you know. And then he's there like teaching them, like, because he got like something happened to him, and he switched bodies with one of the girls.
What?
Yeah, so that was funny. He switched bodies.
Wait, so Obama then turns into a woman?
Yeah, sort of thing.
What?
Because what happened was they were having this like air tracks battle online. So like they connected their consciousness into like a program system fighting another team. And then I don't know how, I can't remember exactly how like John Ohama got into, like, I think he was having like a meeting as well, or something along those lines, in like that air track sort of server thing. I don't know, something along those lines. And then something went wrong, or like it glitched or whatever. So he ended up switching bodies with one of the chicks, and it was just funny. He's like, oh, so this is how a woman's body feels like. And it was just funny. And then a lot of his Secret Service people, when like, you know, that happened, they actually flew over to Japan and was like, oi, you shouldn't dress like that way, sir. You know, it's not very... you know, nice for a lady to dress like that. And he's like, but it makes my boobs stand out better.
Can you imagine that, the real Barack Obama saying that?
That'd be so funny. Well, you see, it makes my boobs stick out a bit more. But nah, it'd be so funny. Like, it was just hilarious, that little like comedy bit that they had with him switching bodies. Like, it was just one of the highlights of the manga for me. And and then just like towards the end, it just got so much better. Like the second half of it, when everyone finally gets good, because like at the first half they were like just experience, like they just got into it, and it takes a while to get good at it, because it's like they had to learn how to roller skate, and not just roller skate, but learn all these different tricks and stuff that will help them, like wall ride and grind on rails and this, that, and the other. So on the second half, when it got like really good, when they've mastered all the basics, they started learning advanced tricks and stuff, and that was when it got a bit more like sci-fi-y, when like there's like the 7 different kings, and each of them have like the road of the sky king, the road of the flame king, the road of the gem king, and some other stuff, and the thorn queen, thorn king. And yeah, so like each of the different like kings have their own set of special air gears, like air tracks, like the roller skates, and they give them like powers, or like that extra bit of like different skills compared to like the other ones. And like the Flame King was really, I really liked how the Flame King kind of passed down his air tracks, so that was really nice. And seeing that like they actually used a bit of like science to explain like how some of these tricks work with like the Flame Road. Like, you have to, like, make as much frictions with your wheels and up against, like, surfaces or, like, the air or whatever. And it kind of, like, ignites it and makes fire out of it. So that was really cool. They kind of, like, you know, kind of try and use, like, logic and science and all that sort of stuff to explain how they're making these crazy-ass tricks. So the second half was when it got, like, really juicy, really spicy. Like, you finally, like, found out who was, like, the mastermind behind the problems that were going around in the air track society, and how the main cast was kind of like built up to take them down, and like all their training leads up to something. And yeah, and it's just a really nice anime because it's anime manga because it's all about this team and they're like a family and then like they have their like problems with each other at the beginning but then they kind of learn to go past that and each of them has their own like quirks and stuff and the main character he's very arrogant and a bit narcissistic and he's very like oh I want to do this so I'm just gonna do it and you know no questions asked there's no what ifs or maybes like I want to do this way that's how we're gonna do it you listen to me. And he was like, at times I didn't like him because he was like, bro, you could use a little empathy or sympathy. But at the same time, it was really nice. Like, it was a bit of a fresh air. You don't like having that like main character protagonist where he's a bit selfish at times and a bit just self-centered. So it was kind of like a bit different. It's what you'd expect the personality of like a rival to be.
Yep.
But like you got it from the main character. So that was a bit, fun and interesting to see. And yeah, and just like how he develops his relationship with like his mentors in it and like his team and, you know, some of the love interests in it and all that sort of stuff. So that was like, I don't know, I just found it really nice. Like, because I watched the anime and it was kind of like brought me back into it.
So there is an anime.
Yeah, there is, but it's only 24 episodes and it goes to like 100 and something chapters.
Oh,
so it's not finished.
They didn't continue off.
No, they didn't.
So they cancelled it all.
Yeah, which sucks. But, because, like, the opening was really good. And what was funny, every time, like, a really badass moment in the manga happened, I just played the opening in my head. Like, oh, it was just so good. Like, Eggia opening one, check it out. It's so good. It, like, gets you hyped and pumped for it. And, yeah. And if you ever get a chance and you're, like, into, like, sporty sort of, like, action with a bit of, with a bit of drama in it, check out Eggia. It's a nice sport sort of action with a bit of like romance and like some philosophical like life questions about like freedom and choices and being the best person you want to be and not just being like a copy of the person before you or your mentors or like let's just say your parents or whoever. It's all about becoming the person you want to be in life and not letting anything cage you and hold you down. And that's kind of like the overall vibe and message that it like tries to like push upon people. It's all about like spreading your wings and not being caged up, because eventually all the roads in Eggia lead to like being the Sky King. So being able to fly, use those use the air tracks and Eggias to like fly and like be free and just like use them to like gain as much air time as you can. And yeah, so that's the overall message. Be who you want to be, differentiate yourself from everyone. And don't let anyone hold you back from achieving your dreams, no matter what they may be, and if other people disagree. And yeah, that's my review on Eggia. Eison, you have anything you want to add for the rest of the podcast, or should we wrap it up?
Well, I don't know if you want to talk about Attack on Titan, or we can just go, we'll talk about it in the next episode.
Oh, we'll talk about it a little bit. Like, I caught up. Like, I'm up to date.
Wow, you've somehow, like, I don't know. We talked about this on the last episode about Attack on Titan, and then literally a couple of days later, you somehow catch up from what you were up to. You were on season one.
Yeah, season one.
And you, like, somehow got all the way through all those episodes in, like, literally a week.
Yeah, it was, three or four days.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm still going through it was bit that, by bit.
Yeah, but it was that good. Like,
yeah, it was good. It is good.
It's so amazing. I highly recommend it. Like, if you like action and, like, it's just an amazing anime, you have to check out Attack on Titan. It's one of those ones that, as people are saying, it will go down in history. And it's just so much amazing moments happen in it. And, like, Levi, our favorite character, is just a badass.
He's such a badass. He's so a beast. Amazing.
So, like, a beat. Yeah, we won't say any spoilers because we'll keep it for like a separate video so we can, like, heavily
separate podcast. Yeah.
So we can, like, focus on it. But, oh, him and Mikasa are my favorite. Like,
yep. There's so many good moments with those two.
Yeah. Oh, so amazing.
I just want
to
say it.
Yeah, like, you know, it's so hard, like, not to say too many spoilers. Yeah, so, but yeah, highly recommend it. I caught up, like, the final season now. And oh, it's just amazing. Like, oh my god, you gotta check it out. And it's just like the whole, like, the reasoning why the Titans attacked and why there are Titans in the first place, and you know, just the different kind of like the social standards and the different sort of people in the world and how they treat war and oppression and how they go about peace. I guess those are sort of like questions that are raised in it. And Yeah, and it's just like, it also answers like wartime sort of questions, like, you know, why people go to war, like, because we, you know, you'd say to yourself, no, I'm doing this for peace. If I just kill the other enemy, you know, everything should be all fine and dandy. But then you're like, but they're fighting for the exact same thing. They want to go back home to their families. They don't want to be invaded or bombed or anything like that. You know, it's, you know, it goes both ways sort of thing. You don't want that to happen to you, so why should you do it to someone else? And that kind of like also plays a part in Attack on Titan. It's just, oh, so yeah. Good.
I finally found out what's in Eren's basement, man.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
the questions have been answered.
Yeah, we get. Oh, I can't spoil it. Fuck.
No, but yeah, you get the answers. We get the answers.
We'll get the answers. Yeah, but we can only say
it's
about
at the
it.
End of like towards the end of season 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so. It's so
that good. Yeah, all the build up, and then you finally get there, and like, finally, freaking all these characters have been dying for this. Yeah, okay. So that's Attack on Titan. Such a good anime. You better watch it, or start watching it again.
It's got our approval rating, so definitely check it out.
Yep. And is there anything else we should talk about, or we should call it a day?
I think we should call
it. Yeah, it's been a long day. We're recording
this exhausted.
Right after Hoshikon. Oh, we have to keep it, you know, fresh in our brains, because we don't want, like, what's it called, talk about this next week and then forget, oh, we did this and that. And yeah, we have to get the energy keep still going and all that stuff. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I'll wrap up this podcast with a podcastly quote. Here we go. No matter how much power one has, only those that have something worth fighting for will ever have the strength to carry on and win. That is the true strength of humanity. And so, yeah, that one's pretty much self-explanatory. No matter how strong you are in this world, if you don't have something worth fighting for, if you don't believe in something, then all that power is just going to go to waste. You know, like, why even, like, it's, you know, it's kind of like with great power comes great responsibility. Like, you have that power, you have that kind of like authority to like change and influence the world or people for the better, and you know, why should you let that go to waste? Because, you know, if you don't do it, who else will, sort of thing. So yeah, that's me base for this podcast, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Stay cultured. Base out.
All right, thanks for listening to this podcast. Shout out to Hoshikon for doing that that event this week, and yeah, we'll catch you in the next podcast. Or wait, I can't forget this. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Fully Cultured and on Instagram at Fully Cultured. And yeah, stay cultured, and we'll catch you guys later.
Stay cultured.